Smithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two on this hump day, Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026 edition. Son-in-law Mike out of Traverse City, when the kids went to PCAP schools, they had free lunches. This is years ago. Half of the food ended up in the garbage. I looked it up just now on TCAP's website. Now, again, providing free breakfast and lunch for all the students. Yep, it is going to be passed in the House, maybe, for sure in the Senate. But I don't know about Matt Hall's Republican-controlled state representatives. We'll continue to watch it, see where it goes. Other bills that were being done yesterday in Lansing, now that they're back into session. The Attorney General, Dana Nessel, right now, soon to be term limited out, hopefully replaced with Doug Lloyd, the Republican, would be required to disclose major litigation expenses to lawmakers under legislation that was passed in the House, which also advanced measures expands local golf cart access and authorizing the auction of special hunting licenses. That's an interesting bill. Golf cart access. Well, in the day's closest vote, the House approved it 59-47. Republican-sponsored Jason Wolford out of Howell, House Bill 5650, would require the Attorney General to submit reports every 6 months to the House and Senate Appropriation and Oversight Committees when litigation being handled by the Attorney General's office exceeds or is expected to exceed $250,000, $250,000. The reports would have to include a full accounting of expenditures and an explanation of the litigation and justification for spending the money. Wolford said this bill is long overdue, adding that the requirement would apply to whoever is the AG, whoever it happens to be, Democrat or Republican. This is nothing more or less than just basic accountability. Nothing more. It is not political. However, Wolford's bill does come after he said Attorney General Dana Nessel has treated the office like her own personal political slush fund, eagerly going after private citizens, concerned parents, and organizations that dare to disagree with her extreme agenda, all the while sending the legal bills to you and I, the Michigan taxpayers, Wolford said. Wolford went on to say that Dana Nessel's politically motivated lawsuits aren't about justice. Most of the time, they're about headlines, revenge, or scoring points with her political base. Enough is enough. Well, the bill would also allow legislative committee members to go to court if the Attorney General fails to file the required reports. A court could impose a $1,000 a day civil fine for each day a report remains overdue. And the Auditor General would be required to report to the legislature on the Attorney General's litigation-related expenses and schedule. Well, one of the Democrats, surprise, surprise, State Representative Kara Hope, Democrat from Holt, Michigan, said she voted against the bill because it is so obvious that it targets our current Attorney General. It presents a lot of problems legally. Really? Explain that statement. Kara, what problems legally does it present? You see, this is a problem with Democrats. They throw crap statements out of their mouth as fact, and there's nothing to back it up. This bill presents a lot of problems legally. Why? How? Explain that statement. Then she goes on to really tell what she feels, because they're always about emotion. Has nothing to do with facts, science, evidence, math, numbers, common sense. It's always about how they feel. It presents a lot of problems legally. And as far as I'm concerned, I feel that it's very concerning. Concerning. And it also violates the separations of powers. Explain that statement. Separations of powers. The Attorney General's office falls under the executive branch. Legislators like yourself, Kara, other state reps and state senators are responsible for the budget. Spending of our taxpayer dollars. Asking for a report. If any lawsuit is going to use up more than $250,000, a quarter of $1 million in a lawsuit, that we simply want to report to the legislative body? There's no violation of separations of powers. You're a complete idiot. Oh, listen to this. This is really... This bill could potentially expose attorney-client protected information. How? Potentially, how could it expose attorney-client protected information? You're an idiot. It's ridiculous, is what it is. It's totally ridiculous. That's how I feel. You see, emotion? No common sense, no logic, no fact-based evidence, accountability. You go ahead, Attorney General Dana Nessel. You go after President Trump. You go after Lee Chatfield. You go after anybody you want. And the taxpayers of the whole state of Michigan will pay to run your department. Unbelievable. Well, in other actions, other bills, a measure that would raise the population cap for communities to authorize golf carts on local streets where the communities are populated from 30,000 to 65,000 residents. That passed 87 to 17. I guess the Democrats like their golf carts. Another bill, Alicia St. Germain, Republican, Harrison Township, argued that her House Bill 4644 would give local governments more flexibility to support downtown areas, marinas, restaurants, and social districts. This is a simple bill that gives local communities more flexibility and more local control. if a small local community wants to allow golf carts on designated roads, they can. If they don't want to, they don't have to. It's all about supporting small businesses, helping communities during construction, alleviating parking issues, and letting local leaders make local decisions. Last bill passed very much overwhelmingly, 91-14, Department of Natural Resources to contract with sportsmen's organizations to auction up to 5 directors' hunt licenses every year. This bill was sponsored by State Representative Phil Green, Republican of Millington, House Bill 5682. Currently, these highly sought licenses are only winnable by 3 people through a lottery-like drawing, where it costs $5 per ticket to enter the lottery. These licenses include elk hunting, bear hunting, spring and fall turkey hunting licenses, and antlerless deer hunting doe licenses. The licenses also include the first pick at a managed waterfowl hunt area. Contracted sportsmen's organizations would keep 7.5% of the final auction price for each license issued, with the remainder of the money going into the game and fish protection account. So, 5 directors' hunt licenses: elk, bear, spring and fall turkey, a doe permit, and the first pick at waterfowl. Creative ways to raise money for these licenses that go to benefit, of course, the DNR. No comments about this one. Leave it up to the free market. We'll see how high these auctions go when it goes into effect. Final segment, hour number 2. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Big party happening on Saturday, 4th of July, just a month and a day away, down at Liberty Mountain USA off of M115 in Clare County, Farwell, Michigan. Roughly just about, I believe, an hour or so away from Traverse City. This venue, folks, you need to come and see this. This is the largest outdoor concert venue in the state of Michigan. This thing is about 4 to 5 times bigger than Pine Knob. On an old ski hill, Mott Mountain Ski Resort, over 100 acres, camping on-site, this airplane hangar concert venue with a sound system that will just blow you away. They have seats available up very close to the stage. They have the main floor seating available. And then they have the mountain. This is kind of like the lawn tickets out at Pine Knob. Saturday, 4th of July, Mark Farner's American Band, former lead guitar vocalist for Grand Funk Railroad. Dave Mead Band is going to be there as a warm-up. There's going to be food trucks, beverages. They have adult beverages, all kinds of things happening there. Saturday, 4th of July, tickets start at just $15 for the lawn. Bring your soft chairs or your blankets. Come and party with us. It is going to be a blast. At the end of the night, fireworks display. We're excited. It's going to be a blast. Go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and go to 4th of July. You can get your tickets online, $15 for the lawn seats. If you want to be on the main floor, get a little closer. Or if you want to be right up against the stage, also, there will be a VIP event. You can meet with the band, Mark Farner, get your picture taken with them in a large tent that they have set up next to the stage. This is going to be fun. So mark your calendars, but better yet, go to the website, libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and go to Mark Farner's 4th of July Big Bash. Also on the events page, 3 weeks later, Ted Nugent is coming back to Liberty Mountain. He is doing a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party and the county parties. This is going to be Saturday again, July 25th, right back at the mountain. Ted Nugent and his band will be there Again, big event. All of the governor candidates will be there. The candidates running for the U.S. Senate, Mike Rogers, as well as Congress and state reps and state senators. Attorney General candidate Anthony Ferlini and the Attorney General candidate Doug Lloyd. All of them scheduled to be there. And they're looking at a big Republican keynote speaker. Don't really know who it is just yet, but we're excited. So two events in July. 4th of July, Mark Farner's American Band. Going to be a blast. Tickets start just at $15. 3 weeks later, July 25th, Ted Nugent. And if you haven't seen this venue yet, folks, you need to come. And campsites are available. So if you want to come up on Friday night, pitch a tent, get a small little travel trailer, go over to Tony at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord, get yourself a little tow trailer, bring it. We're going to be camping there. It's going to be absolutely a blast. As a matter of fact, I may be leaving our trailer there for the week of both 4th of July event and July 25th. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. So check it out. LibertyMountainUSA.com. Click on events. 4th of July and July 25th. Got a short story. I'm going to get in real quick. Karen McDonald, in the shadow of losing the Michigan Democratic Party's endorsement convention for Attorney General, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald has launched a Common Sense Coalition PAC, Political Action Committee, to support candidates who believe compromise is not a weakness. Yesterday afternoon, 44 days after the April 19th debacle of the Democrats' endorsement convention, McDonald shared the launch of her new PAC on social media. Like many of you, I'm frustrated with the state of our politics, a system that increasingly rewards theatrics, purity tests, and extremism instead of integrity, service, and results. Today, I announced that I've launched the Common Sense Coalition PAC to support leaders who step forward with courage, integrity, making room for everyone, to take the time to meet people where they are. This announcement of the PAC, she said, would support candidates and causes that put reason over noise. We don't see compromise as a weakness, and we put people above party politics. The Democrats went with very progressive prosecutor Ellie Savitt, a more progressive candidate compared to McDonald, who will probably lose in November. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket.